Reading the Play is Australia's favourite source of NRL and horse racing tips. Our professional analysts provide the sporting enthusiast with the best of the best. Get the best professional tips and previews from our tipsters direct to your phone. ReadingThePlay.com.
Next game is Tom Trbojevic versus the Melbourne Storm. And apparently there's 16 other players running out there with him, which is interesting. Des deciding to name 16 other players. Josh Alloway comes in. Curtis Sironen is out. Taniela Paseka and Tofafoa Sipley. Probably changed to Taniela. Looks like he's going to start in this one. Certainly named to start. Felice Kafusi out with that suspension. So Chris Lewis into the starting side. They've still got Pappenhausen and Grant on the bench. You could argue two of the top 10 players in the league sitting on the bench. So Hines and Smith, their preferred candidates at fullback and nine. Kenny Bromwich, a question mark around him for the HIA. I mentioned Nelson Asifa-Solomona. So he's out. Tui Kamikamita out. Aaron Penne out. So significant outs there to middle forwards for the Melbourne Storm. Niggling injuries for them. But I'd still, despite the heroics of Tommy T, imagine they start pretty short, Tristan.
It's got the Storm very short. It's an exciting game. I can't wait for this one. It's going to really give us an indication where Manly's sitting at. They step up in class quite significantly. It's $3.75 Manly, $1.28 Melbourne. The line is 12.5. There has been a bit of support for the plus. 12.5 at 185, the plus. 195 the minus, 50.5 the total points, 195 the overs, and 185 the unders as well. So the Storm are short, but the I think there's going to be a little bit of a push towards Manly just with people getting on the turbo hype train. It just depends how we saw what Manly did to Penrith, albeit an understrength side, but Melbourne have just been so clinical and so good throughout the whole last. Virtually the whole season have been just a class above everyone else. So it'll be interesting to see if Manly, and in particular Turbo, can get to that next level. I wonder if Manly's up by 12 points with 10 minutes to go, if Des decides to rest Turbo at that point, they might get done by 12. We'll see what happens.
Oh, yeah. There's so many different angles and arguments to this game. You know, it's very intriguing, and we've got, you know, two teams in the top six matching off against each other. I think the market has completely overvalued the Storm into this, in the pricing and the line. And I understand why the Storm come off winning 16 straight, but let's just go back through some of that form. You know, Penrith, all their players out. Cowboys, well, you know, anybody knocks the Cowboys over at the moment. That's not great form. Newcastle the week before, who had many key outs, dusted up the Roosters with many outs. I mean, beating the Tigers is like kissing your sister. So, yes, they've won their last five, but they're all bottom table teams outside of the Roosters with all of those key players out. Similar story for the Eagles, though. Their last eight games have been against teams outside of the top six. But how they go about their football and what they can bring in attack brings them right into this contest. I think that the Eagles can storm home through the coming weeks and finish in fourth spot and so in the top four. I then think that they're one of the key challenges then to the Storm as we run towards the grand final. That sets up a great contest here and a great matchup. I just can't get the 12.5. I'm somewhere between 6 and 8 between them. I think the market's just got this overvalued. I think the big thing that the Eagles bring this game on the back of Tom, but also those two guys playing at 7 and 6, is their attack. They will bring points and play and test the Storm. The Storm will also bring something to the party as well. And so I do think that there's points in the game. I lean to the Storm to probably get away with a win, but gee, I think 12.5 is just way too generous. And for mine, just takes you a long way into the game. The Storm to win, but plus 12.5 for me, thank you.
Yeah, I, for very personal reasons, would love Manly to make the top four. I'm not death riding them from that point of view. Talking about that Storm Cowboys game, yeah, that was painful, wasn't it? Didn't quite get it right on that occasion. See, I tend to think the other way, you know. I don't know why I'm doing this. I might be taking on Tom Trbojevic. It's amazing how impactful one player can be. And that with a guy who's the Australian halfback in the side as well. So that just goes to show. I'm going the other way, actually. And if you're prepared to offer 6 or 8 points, Jared, I'd really love to jump all over that, despite what the market's saying at 12.5. But I think the Storm get their groove and continue the not only the winning ways, but I think this is a statement game for the Melbourne Storm. Eisenhuth, Grant and Pappenhausen, they're ready to go. Munster has been quiet compared to his teammate Hughes. I see this as a game where they can explode, and I'm happy to take them on at the minus.
Do you think Mr. Bellamy has had the boys watching any tapes of Turbo over the last couple of weeks as well? I think they might have a little game plan whether they can implement it. But on that note, with Jimmy just putting the feelers out there to Jared, I might just see if I might be able to negotiate a deal here between the two of you. Is there any interest in a lunch bet between you two boys?
Oh, mate, breakfast, lunch, dinner, a couple of days in a row at plus 12 and a half for me. Count me in.
I thought you said 6 to 8.
That's where I think the market is. If you want to bet in the market, it's 12 and a half.
Oh, okay. Well, that changes things, doesn't it? Yeah, why not? Why not?
Okay.
I was going to say you only live once, but actually you only die once. You live multiple times. So, although I may be very hard to contact if this one doesn't get up. mate, absolutely. Let's go. You've facilitated it, Tristan.
Very good. Well, I'm going to take as much pleasure sitting on the sidelines watching this one play out. I think the line's about right. I actually agree with both of the points. I think it's going to be a cracking game, and I look forward to the extra little bit of banter between you two over the weekend. And it's a 12 and a half deal, signed, sealed, delivered.
Well, you make a very good point about reducing the impact of Tom Trbojevic. No one does it better than Bellamy. Have a look at Taumalolo's run meters against the Melbourne Storm compared to every other side. So he works out something very deliberate for that. In saying that, I'm not sure how he does it with Tommy T, but that's what makes Craig Bellamy the highest paid sporting coach in this country, or he certainly will be when his new deal kicks in.
NRL Market Watch is proudly brought to you by topsport.com.au. TopSport is the home of the widest and most competitive range of NRL markets, including the new same-game multi. Gamble responsibly.